Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by members of the Pella Christian State Qualifying Boys Golf Team. And from left to right, we're going to start with Isaiah Breams, the lone senior this year. Isaiah, getting to make the return trip back to state, what does it mean to you?
It's really exciting to see our team do this 2 years in a row. I think we know what we can do, and I feel like we'll be a little bit more comfortable at state this year, so we'll see how it goes.
Deacon, similar question. What does it mean to you to be able to make the return trip to Ames this year?
I think it's a great reward for our team as we've put in so many hours on the golf course, and I think we really deserve it. And I really hope we can show that we've put in the work all these years. And yeah.
Elliot, also with looking at this team and being able to make the return trip to state, what does it mean to you?
Kind of like both of they said, we know we're capable. And we did it last year, so we can do it again, but we can improve from last year.
And coming back to Isaiah here, just looking at something that you kind of stated there, last year was the first time this program had been to the state tournament since 2001 or 22 years ago, for those who don't want to do the math. Going back up there for the second straight year, what are some of the advantages you feel like that gives you individually and maybe the team as well?
First of all, we returned 5 of the 6 players, so I think that's a huge advantage to us. And I think we kind of know what it's like now, so hopefully we're all a little bit less nervous, because nerves definitely showed last year.
Deacon, similar question. With getting to make the return trip to state, what are some of the things that you feel will be advantages for yourself and for the team getting to play on the same course as the state tournament last year?
I think personally for me is I know now what not to do. I did a lot of bad things last year, just couldn't figure it out on the golf course. And now those nerves have really settled for me, and I've calmed down as a player, and I've understood and like settled into my game more, and I can play my own game at state and not have to worry about other people.
Elliot, same question, just looking at the advantages that getting to play on the same course as last year too, because I know in years past they've kind of switched up the venues up there at Ames, but getting to play on the same course, what are those advantages?
Just a lot of confidence going into this year. I can ride off the good memories that I had from last year and use that to sort of build up a couple good rounds for this year.
And again, we're talking to Isaiah Breams, Deacon Branderhorst, and Elliot Minninga with the Pella Christian Boys Golf Team here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Prior to qualifying for state, it's been a pretty good year for the Eagles overall. I'm going to start with Isaiah, because Isaiah, we've had several conversations off the air, and this year has maybe been a little bit more frustrating than you would have liked overall, but you saved your best golf for the end of the season. Being able to close out the year strong, what's been the thing you have taken away from maybe some of the early season struggles and utilized here at the end of the year to kind of rebound and have a better finish to the season?
Many people say golf is 95% mental, and I think that really is a true statement, because I've played quite a few bad rounds this year, but to fight through it mentally is just the toughest part, and now as I stand over the golf ball, I feel the most confident I've been all year. So that's really exciting to me, that I have that confidence while I'm going into state.
Very exciting. Deacon, this year it's been kind of a mix of results. I know that you had the low round of 69 on the year for the Eagles at Newton to take the medalist honors in that one, and you've had meets where it's been fourth. What's been kind of your takeaway from your game this season and the way you've performed overall here in your junior year?
One of the biggest things for me is to just truly like settle down and think about each thing. Like when I get in my head, I get so riled up and I just don't think straight. And one of the things I've learned to the later end of the season is just to slow myself down and just take those extra few seconds to really think about what I'm doing. And I've proved that that helps putting up low scores. And yeah, I'm going to use that at the state tournament to help me out as well.
And Elliot, this season has been a pretty steady one for you here with the Eagles boys golf team. Been kind of consistently around that top 5 in a lot of meets. I know that the most recent meet wasn't that particular result, but overall been a pretty consistent season. What's been the thing that has helped you be able to find that level of consistency?
It's just reliving the good memories in my head of like good shots that I've hit and being able to repeat that consistently on the golf course.
And as we look to the state meet on Monday and Tuesday, the state tournament I should say, for boys golf, And I'll start with Isaiah again here. What are the things that you guys have set in front of yourselves here that you want to accomplish at State this year and not walk away feeling like maybe last year where there was maybe some strokes left on the table?
I think the biggest goal for this team at State is to put four good scores together. And I think if we do that, results will show and we will be happy with the results.
One of the things for us is just to play connected as a team and just to all settle in together and play as one, and that'll really help us put our numbers up on the scorecard.
We don't always talk about it that much, but we all know we're capable of winning State, but it's just a matter of actually doing it.
Very good goals there. One final question here, this one solely for Isaiah, because as we mentioned to begin this interview, he's our one senior. Isaiah, being able to leave your imprint on this program, on Pella Christian here with boys golf, two-time state qualifier now going up there, what does that mean to you to have that as part of your legacy here at Pella Christian and getting to compete at State for the second time with your dad being the head coach as well?
Yeah, it's a good goal that's been accomplished, but it's not just that. It's the people I'm around and the people I get to spend time with every day. It's probably the most enjoyable part of being part of this golf team.
Guys, thanks for the time. Best of luck up at Ames. Looking forward to seeing how you guys do up there. And hopefully we'll be bringing a banner back to Eagle Lane with us when we return from Ames. But again, best of luck and see you up in Ames.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Isaiah Breams, Deacon Brander Horse, and Elliot Minninga here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.